This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Chicago, ready for check. Riddles. Riddles. Chicago riddles.
Chicago here. This is Tower.
Tower. We're gonna do a quick check. Riddles.
Riddles clear.
Puzzles.
This is Chicago. Yes,
Tower.
I'm sorry.
Tower.
Yeah.
Puzzles.
Okay, just put this. Put the pasta in the sink, and then we'll just. Okay. We'll clean it. We'll clean
it. Hey, Tower, is now a good time? Because we're about to blast off.
No, this is great.
This is such a good time.
This is great. We were not having any sort of reconciliation dinner. This is the perfect timing.
Oh, I feel like the sauce is going to burn to the bottom of the
pan. Hey, let me
Just keep stirring.
Let me turn off the boosters here for a second. Hey, parents, stop giving us money for your high school sports. All right, boosters are turned off. All right.
That's not going to stop them.
Yeah, that will not stop the boosters.
Intro, are we ready for intro?
Does it need more oregano?
Tower, are we ready for intro?
Remember, you know, this just feels like how it used to feel, huh? Doesn't it?
You know what? Let's call the whole thing sauce.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Let's call the whole thing sauce.
Classic.
I know. I remember why I fell in love with you.
Classic.
This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm displeased.
And dis JPCs.
And I'm a disc jockey.
This mini holds up 10 fingers, multiplies it by 3, adds one more finger. That's the middle finger to the law.
Where'd you find that
12.
Finger?
Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that finger? And we're going to do a little podcast where we solve puzzles and riddies and do improvised scenes all along the way. Who's our host today? It's Aaron Keefe, I believe.
It is. What's up, guys?
Not much. classic Aaron hosting.
Keefe.
And let's get a quick check-in. JPC, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
I cannot wait to talk about what's going on in my neck of the birds. I sent you and Aaron both a picture of this, which I will
Did
not
Did you forget
post
Aaron's
publicly.
Name for a second?
I was looking at Aaron when I said I sent you, and then I realized that you when I said you on the Zoom, you couldn't tell who I was you, and then I pivoted because you were the last one talking.
Okay, so what I saw was you said me, you said like to you, and then you went to say Aaron's name. It looked like you panicked. You looked down on your hand, and I see written on your hand, covered in sweat, it says ear-run, some sort of phonetic...
Is that how you decided to remember my name?
sort of phonetic helper device.
Listen, Alex, we could be here all day talking about whose name I forget. My hands are getting sweatier the more we talk about it, so why don't we just... I'm going to barrel
on. Okay.
But Mariah and I, this weekend, she found this like DIY, I want to say recipe, because I don't know what like a craft project... maybe that's it. Maybe you just say craft project. I like calling it a recipe, even if it's not for food. It was a recipe for a headboard for a bed.
Is DIY recipe an oxymoron?
No.
No.
Okay.
Do-it-yourself recipe.
Do it yourself, but follow these instructions.
I think those are two different things. But I found it, Mariah found this online, and we've had it for like 7 months, and we were thinking about doing it like pre-quarantine, but we finally decided that we were going to bite the bullet. We went to like the...
You still got pregnant from pre-quarantine?
Uh-huh. We went to the hardware store, we cut the lumber, we bought some stain, and our landlord let us use the garage, and we built a headboard. And it went pretty well. Only like a couple things didn't go exactly right, and I sent you both a picture of it. So, and you really can't tell that the things that
you
didn't
built
go
that
right. Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. I think that
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't look like I put it together, which makes it seem like a schmuck would have done it. But also, it looks very similar to the picture that the person who posted it posted when it was done. So I'm like, great, we did an adequate enough job of making it look like what it was supposed to look like.
When you sent it, I assumed you bought it. So for the last 8 or 9 minutes, I assume you spent big money on a headboard, and that's what you're going to tell us.
Yeah, look at you, fucking adequate Finch over here.
I think it was
adequate Finch.
With all the parts and everything, it was under $100 with like the wood and the cutting and everything. And we bought a sander. And it was like a $50 sander. So most of the money was buying a sander that now we have. So if you
can
ever
I
need
tell
something...
you how expensive it looks, though?
Oh, please.
I think it looks like an $800 headboard that you'd get from Restoration Hardware.
At the store, when we bought that wood and the color of that wood or the type of wood was listed as common. So we bought the common wood or wood for commoners, but then we stained it with like a mahogany stain. So it looks nice.
You sure it wasn't listed as, come on, buy this wood. Come on,
buy the wood.
Aaron, so
that was very exciting. And we, that project, like the staining took 24 hours and we're very pleased with it. So that's new.
That's outstanding.
Aaron, it looks really nice.
What are you up to?
I got nothing.
Great. I have two things. So,
please.
Do you really have two things?
We got a new shower head because ours broke. Plumber didn't confirm with us and showed up at 8 a.m.
Fuck. Wow. You really do have nothing.
I got nothing.
Is the shower head that you got nice? And also, how did it break? And did the plumber immediately know that you were lying to him when you told them why it broke?
And give us that plumber's first name.
Didn't meet him. Went and immediately fell asleep in the guest room and had Sean meet him instead. I told him it broke because it was old and it just broke off when we tried to adjust it. How it really broke is I was using it as a basketball hoop. got one for about $40. There's a huge range in how much you can spend on a shower head. It's anywhere between like $11 and like $400. I went for like a $50 one.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Haven't used it yet. And that's all I have.
When we moved into this apartment, that was one of the first things that I did was go buy a new shower head and put a new shower head on. And it's one with like a wand, so we can give Spaghetti a bath with it.
Ooh, you're a wizard, JPC.
I'm a real boy. But it's also got like multiple speeds. And I do like a shower head that has like multiple like speed options to play with.
And you can use that as a fake microphone when you're singing in the shower.
Fly me to my pubes. Make sure they're covered in soap.
Never mind.
I think it's a little creepy that you had that so fast. I think that's clearly a song you sing to yourself.
Full disclosure, I just took a shower like 30 minutes ago and I was singing Fly Me to My Pubes.
We really got a peek behind the shower curtain there, didn't we?
That's going to be a weekly segment.
Adel, what is new in your new house?
All moved into the house. Boxes everywhere, so we have to get that figured out. I just set up this recording studio.
I would say unpack them if I were to suggest
No.
No, they're unpacked. We just have these loose boxes now everywhere.
These loose boxes, don't know what to do with them, how to get them flat, can't figure it out. There's covered in tape. Just set up this podcast studio in my little, it's like a little sauna room where we have a bunch of closets upstairs, but then this is just like, I feel like it's a little sauna. I don't know. Or a little Russian bathhouse. I don't know what it is. But it's working out.
And it's yours now.
It's ours now. And then I mentioned this on the Patreon, but Gemma and I bought a 1940s telephone booth. So JPC, I will absolutely take that sander from you. And I think we're going to try and spruce it up, repaint it.
Oh, yeah.
And then make it like a, put it in the living room and make it like a cat tree. Like put a little cat tree inside of it.
Oh, cool.
I think it might be kind of fun.
That's fun. So
what are you going to paint it?
I can definitely help you sand it, and I have plenty of mahogany stain left. So if you want to make it look like a mahogany headboard, I got you covered.
Maybe I'll
really
do that.
Ruin it.
Aaron, what did you ask?
I was going to ask what you were going to paint it, but now I know it's going to have to be mahogany.
It's got
to
be mahogany.
Better be mahogany. I think we're going to look up to see what it looked like in its original incarnation and then try and replicate that.
Try to recreate. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So that'll
That's
be
awesome.
Fun little
I can't
project.
Wait to see it.
And Aaron, you did say when I first told you we were buying the house, you did say that you would love to come over and help paint.
I'm going through a tunnel, Adel. I'm breaking up. I'm going through a tunnel.
Holy shit. As she is going through a tunnel. I've never seen something like this. That's she changed her Zoom background to a tunnel.
That's got to be so awful. You know, my parents went through a tunnel, and I'm a product of that tunnel, so I understand how tough it can be.
Yeah.
Going through a tunnel, breaking up. do you need help painting? I'll wear a mask.
Yeah, and maybe you should do all of downstairs, and then I'll do all of upstairs.
Okay. Can I paint it all mahogany?
Uh-huh.
Are you really painting all the walls and everything, Adel?
We're not painting all the walls, but definitely down in the bar, we're going to make it tiki room. We'll probably paint it like black or green or something, and then do some wallpaper, and then we'll probably paint the kitchen.
Two very different colors. It'll be black or green. It'll be one of the two.
It'll be red or orange or white or green or purple.
We hope one of them works.
Mm-hmm. Opposite ends of the color wheel.
I meant to tell you, I know that you can lose yourself in a video game. I recently got the video game Hades, which just came out for the Switch, but it's been out on PC for like a year. And I think that you would really enjoy playing it. Mm. It's very, very fun. It's like a dungeon crawler where you are the son of Hades, whose name escapes me right now, and you are trying to like escape out of hell.
Oh, I think it's Jeff.
Jeff Hades. It starts with a Z, but you're trying to escape out of Hades or out of hell, and like the Olympian gods are helping you do it. It's very, very fun.
That sounds right up my alley, because I love Diablo's Zagarias. I just remembered it.
Or did Casey put it in the chat?
No, we'll never know. I remembered it.
It's Zagarias, so I love that you remembered the wrong pronunciation.
I love Hadestown, the musical. I also, Diablo 2 is one of my favorite games of all time, so this sounds right in my wheelhouse.
It's got big Diablo 2 vibes, except it's like it's also very funny. Anyway, I think that you would really like it, and that is my doctor recommendations for you, my friend.
How many JPCs would you give it?
Boy oh boy, as a video game, I think I might give this maybe 15 JPCs. Yeah, but I've played it admittedly for a long time, for like 25 hours. But I think once I get further into it, I'll probably end up giving it more JPCs. But it's super fun. It's super fun right now.
Hell yeah. Maybe I'll check out your Twitch tomorrow or something and watch a little bit of it.
On the day that this episode comes out is the next time I'm Twitching. So it'll be on Wednesday. Yeah.
Perfect.
From 10 to 2, I think.
Aaron, do you want to give us some sweet warm-up riddles?
Of course. Well, I'm really just not going to... I'm doing listener-submitted riddles today. So I'm just going to do them in order of how I pulled them.
Okay.
So some are going to be hard, some are going to be easy. The easy ones are going to be at the end of the episode. Some of the hard ones are going to be in the middle and the beginning of the end. I'm sort of unpredictable.
Sure, you're doing the old dentist prerogative, doing it in the order that you pull them.
You can just pretend that this episode is Hades and you're Zatarans or whatever, and you're trying to get to the end of the episode.
Why did you remind him that he wanted to be called that?
And I'm a god, and I'm help you out.
My favorite thing was that I said Zatarans for like four episodes straight, and I said it like 10 times an episode, and then someone on Twitter was like, I could not stop laughing every time JPC screams Zatarans. And then I think JPC was like, that was Adel. And then the guy was like, oh, well, never mind.
I tell you, people think that we sound the same.
Yeah, people think you guys sound alike.
It's like, it's not funny if Adel says it. But if it was JPC, it would have been so funny.
I've gotten a few messages of people being like, hey, any tips for telling the difference between Adel and JPC's voices? And I was like, I don't know how to help you.
Forward hat, backwards hat.
I'll start talking like a young little British twerp.
So that's JPC.
That's JPC.
All right, here's your first riddle.
Give it to
please.
Us.
And this person didn't say I could use the name, but sort of used their names. You'll see. I'm just going to use the name, and if I wasn't supposed to, I will send you a blender. How about that?
Ooh.
Okay.
The robot from Futurama?
The MTV show?
Yes. I'm actually going to send you, what is it? The Next? What's the bus one?
Yeah, that's the bus one.
Next was the best. We should do an episode. I'm going to do a Patreon episode of Next because they would always be like,
facts about them?
Yeah, they'd always be like, hey, my name is Kyle. I'm a podiatrist. And I'm just trying to get my foot in the door. Like, it was always like their occupation and then a pun on that. Like,
I'm Mark. I'm a gymnast. I'm going to make you flip for me.
My name's Zachary. I race horses. Giddy up, baby.
And then the three facts about them, and one is always the worst.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one is from...
My name's Jeremy. I got a tiny little baby arm. I'm a baker. And what's cooking?
And then he gets out of the bus and the lady's like, next. And he's like, I thought I was going to find love today. Turns out it wasn't going to be today.
She broke my eggs.
This one is from Carl Hayes Wright. My six-year-old boy, not mine, the guy who wrote in, who made up this riddle on his way home from school.
Okay.
So this is Henry, right?
Oh, this will be a bad riddle.
Writing in, talking about his son, Carl. Are we ready?
This is a riddle that his son wrote on the way home from school. So he's already wiped out and exhausted for the day, and he's six. So this is...
This is not new beginning of the day energy.
This also feels like I just had a dream riddle.
I'm not trying to like be rude to Carl because he is six, but this definitely feels like a Thursday afternoon riddle that he came up with.
Carl, buddy, hey, if you're listening, hey, buddy, we appreciate you. Next time, step up your game.
No, this is actually a great riddle.
Oh, wait, it is a good riddle? This isn't awesome. It's an almost the weekend riddle? That's my favorite type of riddle.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did the lunch say to the bull?
Are you Lunchables?
Lunchable?
Is this a Lunchables joke?
Mm-hmm. Just Lunchable. I guess
Carl,
the hint
I
guess he is hungry. Thank you so much, Carl. You did a great job.
Great job. Carl,
you're outstanding.
If you are listening, please write us back because I have a mental picture of how this joke goes down, but I need to know if it's pizza or if it's the sandwich stackers because that's going to change the way that this joke hits me. So Carl, I'm not going to influence too much. I hope it's pizza.
Yeah,
honestly,
the pizza Lunchables catch so much shit, they're my fucking jam. Like, the regular Lunchables, get out of here. The pizza ones, yes, please. But cold. Eat them cold.
I think the thing about the regular Lunchables is that I remember, I haven't had meat in like almost 2 decades, but I remember those regular Lunchables. I was so excited for them until I had like Ritz crackers and cheese independently of Lunchables. And I was like, oh God, what they're giving me in this is poison. Like, Ritz crackers, how can you be so much worse than a Ritz cracker? Like, Ritz crackers isn't even trying that hard.
The meat you always got, like the circular little pieces of meat that you would get in a Lunchable, always had like an eye of Jupiter in it. Like, there's always some sort of like little ring in the middle where it's like, I don't know what that was, but
it... You know how we have a shortage of coins right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think you see where I'm going with this.
Lunchable meat says money.
Thank you, Adel. Adel saw where I was going with this.
You can throw those things in like a toll road or whatever. The machine doesn't know the difference. It's like, it's all quarters to the machine.
Did you know that George Washington skipped a Lunchable meat across the Delaware?
It's just that fountain in Rome, and it just filled the brim with Lunchable meat.
The Tripoli fountain?
Oh, man.
Also, I really wanted to like just lay into Adel when he was like, every time those little pieces of meats had that like eye of Jupiter on it, I really wanted Aaron and I to be like, we have no idea what you're talking about. But like, no. It would be like, kill your parents, Adel. And it would talk to you and issue commands in your mind so no one else could hear.
Classic Lunchables. Carl, I don't know if you're going to school right now or if you're learning remotely, but I just want to encourage you to be nice to your teachers. They don't want to get sick. They're trying their best. My sister is a teacher. And just so you know, anyone out there, if I find out that you're bullying your kid's teacher and you're being too hard on them, I'm going to find a very creative way to ruin your life.
Okay, and that is going to bring me to a new segment that I want to do on the show. This is a segment that I just call Advice for Carl. So Carl is 6 years old.
Can we call it Carl Talk?
This is Carl Talk. So this is Carl Talk. We're all going to go around the horn and just give Carl, 6 years old, listening to the podcast, probably not listening to the podcast, 6 years old, and some advice that might help them in their schooling.
Great. Anyone want to go first for advice for Carl?
Yeah. So Carl, you're six. You're just going to school. You're getting acclimated to everything. You're making all these social connections. What you're going to want to do is you are going to want to break the cycle of being mean to someone because you like them. Be honest with your emotions. Tell people how you feel, Carl. Say, hey, I like you. I'm putting myself out there. I'm Carl. I'm a hell of a nice kid, and I want to be friends with you.
Carl, great advice.
Perfect advice. Carl, this is Adelrify, if you can't distinguish my voice from the previous talker. My big advice for you is to go ahead and start calling your mom and dad by their first names.
Yes.
Or your parents by their first names. Because what's going to happen is as you grow older, everyone you meet, you're going to have to call by their first name, right? You might as well get used to it now. And I'm going to save you the embarrassment of grade school and high school where you accidentally call a teacher mommy or daddy. That's going to ruin your year or possibly 2 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Go ahead and start calling your parents by their first name. Don't say mom or dad ever again. And that's just a little bump set spike from your old Uncle Addle.
Carl, speaking of ruining your life, please try to encourage your parents to not make bacon before school. Really just like encourage them to make bacon on the weekends. Because if they make it in the morning, that smell is going to get on your clothes. And then you're going to go to school and the kids are going to say you smell like bacon. And that's going to be a really hard thing to bounce back from, okay? So just no bacon before school.
And Carl, speaking of smells getting on your clothes, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get an empty water bottle and you're going to want to fill it with urine. It doesn't have to be yours, but it should be. You're going to want to carry this around on you because, Carl, at one point you are going to piss yourself. It happens to everyone. There's 100%. No need to be ashamed about it.
I'm doing it now.
Happens, sure. Happens to the best of us, but you don't want to be alone in that instance. So what you want to do is you're going to take that water bottle out, squirt it on another kid or a teacher or whoever else is around, and say, you're in this with me now. Yep. You have to help us both get out of this.
And real quick, talking about smells, speaking of smells, what you're also going to want to do is start carrying around a trumpet. You don't have to learn how to play it. If you want to, that's a bonus. Start carrying around a trumpet. That way, anytime you fart, you want to grab that real quick, and as people turn around, you just want to say, just practicing. That way, everyone thinks they just heard a trumpet. They don't know what that smell is, but it must have been somebody else, because you're just practicing the trumpet, my man.
To the trumpet.
Hey, Carl, Aunt Erin here. Really quick, we're actually going to ignore those last two bits of advice because you're not going to be the kid carrying around a trumpet in a bottle of piss.
Actually, you can carry the piss in the trumpet.
Please, trumpets, please.
And that concludes our advice. Come back in 6 months when we remember this segment for some more advice.
Guys, I think we have to pivot into Carl Talk. I think that's the new show.
We're going
to
do this every year on Carl's birthday, which I am putting it out here right now, September 23rd. The day this episode comes out. Happy birthday, Carl.
And again, I'm in a lot of trouble if I wasn't supposed to be using his name. This is a real disaster.
Unfortunately, we have gone too far down this hole. We cannot lose the chunk of this episode now. This would be a 12-minute episode, so this all stays in.
We want to apologize to your family if that was the wrong move, but I'm also a little nervous because I copy-pasted these emails into a document, and I'm worried that I copy and pasted out of the part where he's like, please don't say the name, but I don't think I did. And that is my bad if I
did
do that.
If you did and we did say the name, you can't trust us. So watch out if you're going to send us emails.
All right. Hashtag Trump piss. Erin, we do legally have to get to another riddle.
All right. Let's do this. Hey, I'm Andrew. You can use my name. It's cool. Here's a riddle that honestly only works like 10% of the time. How do you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag?
Safeway. Now, that is a grocery store, correct? Do we have Safeways around here?
No.
What the fuck is a Safeway? That sounds like...
We had in Indianapolis. We had Safeway in Indianapolis.
Safeway sounds like a company that makes, like, car alarms. Safeway?
Safeway is a grocery store.
Safeway.
And real quick.
Safeway.
Real quick, and this is an honest question. Am I mishearing the word save? S-A-V-E?
No, it's safe.
Safe.
What?
Safeway.
Safeway makes sense to me because you're saving. What's the way to save money?
So you walk.
You have to wear a helmet in this grocery store.
You walk in with a safe to a Safeway.
Falling prices.
And a man says, "Come with me if you want to live," because as we all know, there's a dangerous way and a safe way to walk through that store.
Huh?
Okay, do not go near the bread aisle.
I get it now.
Addle, you just made me remember one of my favorite Patreon moments ever is when I was like tying up my horse and you made that locking car sound. It's one of the funniest things that ever happened.
Can I just say, in my entire life, and I'm 38 years young,
sure.
In my entire life, I have never seen a car alarm go off and have anybody take notice or do anything or police come or it. There's the car alarm. That is the most useless fucking tool that mankind has ever created.
Quack, quack, quack. JPC, you try it.
Here at JPC's Car Alarms, our one promise is there's a chicken in every car alarm. And we put that chicken in there and we make sure it's dead.
Okay. Answer my riddle.
Yes.
How does an elephant, what is it?
How do you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag?
Here's what I want to ask, Erin. Could we just take away Safeway and have it be bag, or does Safeway have a role to play in this?
It does.
Should you just do it the safe way? Is it like a little play on words where safety first or something like that?
No.
Is there something about Safeway that I need to know about in terms of, you need to fill me in terms of like context?
No context needed.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of context that you don't need at all. We used to walk to Safeway and buy Faygo because it was like 69 cents for a 2 liter. And when you were a kid and you didn't have any money of your own, even though you wanted to buy like Mountain Dew, if it was like 129, you would not buy that 2 liter if you could buy a 69 cent 2 liter of Faygo.
For listeners, JPC was rattling off that story. Meanwhile, I got a text from him that said, come, and he said, ha ha ha, come text.
Oh, that's it? That was like 2 days old.
I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are an elephant. You have gone into a Safeway to purchase groceries for you and your family. JPC, you are a stock boy. You're stocking the shelves, and you are. This is the first time you've seen an elephant in the store.
Oh, my God. Should you be here? Are you? Can I help you?
Wait, are you following me? God, are you a stock boy? Stop following me.
Look, I'm legally allowed. It's my job to be in here, and I'm not. It's not like I'm following you. I'm not profiling you or anything. I just I follow everyone around. I'm a stock boy.
Okay, I just want to shop in peace, please.
Okay, well, I don't know why you came to a Safeway, because we're all stalkers here, and I not only do I rearrange the bread, I can help you if there's something that you need.
Is that why I can't find the bread that I need?
Yes, I saw you when you came, and you had bread at the top of your list, so I've been going a little bit in front of you and hiding the bread in different places, and then like trying to just watch you as you react, and you've been getting angrier and angrier.
Yeah, this has not been easy.
Okay. Is it true that you can feel grief, you people? I don't want to say that.
Excuse me?
Is it true that you can feel grief?
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, I can be pregnant for 2 years. Are we just naming things that are true?
Oh, if you're hitting on me, I got to say, I'm at work. That's so inappropriate.
No, not hitting on you.
Okay.
I'm just saying I can give birth to a full elephant. It will only take me 2 years. So.
All right. Yeah, okay. You could give birth to a full elephant. I understand what we're talking about here. And I got to say, just personally for me, it's not that big. So,
I got to see a shirt of like an elephant at a bar using the pickup line. Hey, I can get pregnant for 2 years.
In their defense, they have to make a whole elephant.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's fair. Hey, I have a little update. In 1924, the company Safeway held a contest to find a new name. It was called Selig, maybe? The name Safeway is part of a larger slogan that was given, drive the Safeway, buy the Safeway. It refers to the fact that the store did not offer credit. Buying the Safeway meant not using credit or getting into debt. Huh.
Wait,
still terrible.
This is 24?
Said 1924.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense. That tracks.
At least it's a better grocery store name than Schnucks. Look at you, Missouri. Fuck you.
I do like Meijer. I think Meijer's my favorite store to say. Like, Meijer.
I like Stop and Shop.
I like stores that were obviously named after like a person, but they shouldn't exist, like Menards. Like, there's no reason to have a store called Menards in meme culture nowadays.
Menards!
I don't think there's a single time we drive by Menards where Gemma doesn't scream, Menards!
Exactly. Like, you don't need to have that store named. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you have to answer my question. How do you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag?
Use his trunk?
No. I'm going to tell you.
No. Oh, wait, you already started.
You pack a derm.
No, I'm going to tell you. Easy. You just have to take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
Okay, S out of safe. That's
S out of safe.
A-F-E, way. Take the F out, so A-E away. No. Oh, it's like Lady
Smith
Black
Mambazo. You have to take the F
Mambazo.
Out of the word way.
You have to take the F out of the word way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aaron, there's no F in the word way.
Oh, you were so close.
There's no F in way?
Yeah.
There's no F in way.
Oh. There's no F in way.
You were trying to set us up to say there's no F in way. So this is not a riddle. This is a joke that depends on you giving us the answer to the riddle so that we can say there's no F in way.
So basically, Aaron, what we just did was basically say, what do you get when you cross a rhinoceros and an elephant? The fuck if I know?
But that was the longest the longest setup to just a joke on us. Oh boy.
There's can I no say, F in the word way.
I got to tell you guys, if you're sitting in riddles to the show, we totally encourage it. Please do make sure they are riddles and not whatever the fuck you want.
All right, I had some real riddles from our friend Evan. Evan sent some real riddles.
Real quick, I do have to say, that elephant joke absolutely fucking crushed Carl's bullshit. So Carl, see me after class.
In his defense, you are 15 times his age.
15 times 6, carry the 8.
Yeah, that's right. What's up? Yeah. Chops up.
All right. Hi, Clue Crew. Hi. I've been listening since episode 3. Wow. Ooh. 2018. So I figure I probably owe you some riddles. You do. I found this book while moving, and about 95% of the riddles are exceptionally bad. Here are some salvageable ones. Answers are in white underneath the riddle and the clues. Love your show, Evan. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you, Evan.
Dear Evan Riddles, what to say to you?
We're going to go through these quick so we can get through all of them. You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
What's a funny name I can call you to? Like Dummy and other dumb one.
Maybe just Star Lord and Gamora. Or our names. I'm sorry.
Silly Duck and Silly Goose.
Who's Duck? Like who's Duck?
I think JPC has a longer neck, so I'm probably Duck and you're Goose.
Yeah, you're Goose.
I would be Goose.
You're Duck.
Don't you famously die at the end of Top Gun?
No, the middle.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Sure.
What is the last thing you take off before going to bed at night?
Condom?
Leave it on. You can deal with that in the morning, my man. And again, if you are 6 and listening to the podcast, you have to stop.
I have a 6 mind. I have a very 6 mind. You cannot be
listening to the podcast.
That's like the most realistic one, probably. Oh,
Carl,
brother.
Turn the podcast off.
Carl, okay, ask your dad what that means.
Okay, that was actually funny. Okay.
All right, before you go to bed at night, what's the last thing that you take off?
What is the last thing you take off before going to bed at night?
You take off the covers from the bed?
No.
You're conscious.
You take off.
Yes. No.
You take off.
Oh, on the flight? The plane takes off and then you fall asleep?
No.
So the last thing you take off before you go to bed, the weight of the world off your mind?
No.
Do you take your face off?
No.
Your glasses?
No.
What's the last thing you take off before you go to bed?
Your daytime pants and put on your nighttime pants?
It is a very cheeky thing. Like, you're on the right track that it's like... It's not like a piece of clothing.
Is it something you can hold? Is it a tangible item?
No.
Is it an emotion?
No.
You take off your...
It's more of an action.
You take off your eyes by shutting them.
You go, here comes the plane. You crash into the bed.
Break your new bed frame.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay, please.
What is the last thing you take off before going to bed at night? Your feet off the floor.
Fuck you. So I want to see a scene and then I think we have to take a break. So the scene I want to see is the two of you getting ready for bed. You're a married couple getting ready for bed. And for whatever reason, you have like a little checklist of everything you need to do to get ready for bed before you can peacefully fall asleep.
Did you close the blinds?
Uh-huh. Did you open them again?
I did open them again, and I closed them again, then open them again, then close them again. So 3 times, and we're good. I laid out my warm glass of milk and your tepid glass of milk.
Thank you so much. And can you just put your pinky finger in my milk
of course.
For good luck?
1, 2, 3, 4. Milk is for the ones who pour. And then I drink my whole glass of milk.
And now you mimed it. Now drink it for real.
Okay.
Are you full from the mimed glass?
No, I just hate milk. Okay, and then I'll make sure all of the picture frames are at perfect 90-degree angles. 1, 2, 3.
Excellent.
Four,
I'm gonna put
five,
all
six, seven,
the
eight.
Eggs under the pillows and
good.
Excellent.
And then because in case the egg fairy comes,
in
and
case
then
the egg
we're
fairy
rich.
Comes. months, and then we're rich.
And then we're rich.
I'm going to put the P under the mattress so I can know if you're the one or not.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play Justin Bieber's I'm Not the One, just as a little joke. Obviously, I am the one for you, girl.
I'm going to stretch just in case I have to run in my dream.
I'm going to preload all of the crossbows in case another intruder comes in. Okay, we're all good.
All right, I'm going to have another glass of milk, and here's your next.
My next glass of milk, okay, slightly hotter. And I, of course, am too full on milk to have sex, so let's go to sleep.
Same. When you were loading the crossbows...
They forgot to put their condoms on for sleep.
When you were loading the crossbows, what is the show? It was like from a theme song from a show, like, chick-a-da-pa, chick. Oh, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Nickelodeon's Doug? It sounded like that, where you're like, chick-a-da-pa, chick-a-da-pa.
Quail man.
Quail man. I was watching a child today.
Aaron in the park?
Yeah, on purpose. It was
stalker at a Safeway.
Yeah. And he asked, what's the best way to get someone? A bow and arrow? And I was like, what are you planning?
Oh, no. He's home aloneing it.
Also, a bow and arrow is objectively not the best way to get someone.
Trident.
The best way to get someone is an internet scam. Speaking of scams, let's take a quick break. I'm being told that these are not scams. What you're about to hear.
Maybe don't do that.
What you are about to hear, these are legit businesses. We'll have more scams when the show comes back, but the commercial break is legit businesses.
Yes, yeah, scam stands for such cool advertising money.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and send it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're running.
Yes, boys and girls, and the egg fairy stops by everyone's house. If there's an egg under your pillow, the egg fairy gives you a chicken. Now you know which came first. Now the chicken you can sell for money, or you can slaughter for sustenance and meat. Or you can sell the meat after you slaughter it.
Okay, our parents will be back home at 5, so maybe come back
shit.
And talk to them.
Oh, I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Oh, before I go, can I have a key to the house? That will make things much easier for story time next week.
No, we have a crossbow in here too, so.
Chicken-a-pa. Chicken-a-pa-pa. Chicken-a-pa-pa.
Roger.
Yeah, I do. Aaron, do we have any more listeners?
I'll never get over that. Why does that sound so funny?
Do we have any more listener subshitted shittles?
Yes, these are still from Evan. Thank you, Evan. Here's the next one. A man throws a ball 3 feet. It stops.
And Aaron, speak right into that mic.
Yeah, aren't I?
Just get like 4 or 5 inches below the mic.
Oh.
And then shoot your voice.
It's at a different angle.
Your audio quality changed drastically.
Because I went down here. And now I'm back here. This is Casey's worst nightmare. Casey's worst nightmare. Okay, here we go.
Casey's worst nightmare is filmed in front of a live Zoom that he can't influence.
He just messaged, don't blame me. Casey, if we want to know the name of Greek gods, we'll let you know. Okay, here we go. A man throws a ball 3 feet, it stops, and then returns to his hands without touching anything. How come?
The ball he is throwing is a dance ball, and Cinderella arrives with her sisters.
Do you remember what happens in Cinderella? She does not go with her sisters.
Stepsisters, Adel, you moron.
No, she arrives alone, and then she's at the top of the stairs, and everyone turns to look at her.
Spoilers! I just told you I was going to read it.
Here's my qualm with Cinderella. So what size was she? Like 8.5 or something? You're telling me in all the fucking land, there's one woman with an 8.5 size shoe? Fuck you.
It's not just about that. Sometimes it's like the width of the foot.
Also, I would love to see somebody miss a step in a glass slipper and just all that glass shatter and go straight into her heel.
You would love that?
Yes.
Yeah, if I'm watching like a Saw movie or something, like if I'm in the mood to see someone's foot get fucked up.
Aaron, I want to see a scene. You are Cinderella. You've arrived at the ball in your glass slippers, and you're finding that things aren't exactly as you wish they would be. And Japes, you're going to play, what is it, Prince Charming, or what's her what's her bow? Is it Prince Charming?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Or is that Sleeping Beauty?
I thought that was Sleeping Beauty, but I know nothing about anything.
Then you play Steve the Duke.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't dance. I'm too scared.
No apologies necessary. No apologies necessary. I'm more of a stander. I tend to just stand and it kind of like rhythmically bounce. So it's all cool.
Can you just take a couple steps away from me? Your cologne, I'm not really agreeing with it, and I'm really scared to sneeze. Just the weight balance shifting. I'm just really, really scared.
No problemo. And by the way, this cologne is dope. This is from a guy who smelled Armani. So, okay. Can I get you something from the bar? Some crab, there's shrimp.
I actually don't want to add any, like, I love to eat, but like.
Did somebody say too scared? Bibbidi bop, ka clop a do cloop, and dibbidi super ta pa. Mozzarella and a rupa de dee, goody papu do papu.
This guy's on drugs. Keep it.
Do 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 do. This guy's licking the walls. Hey, bro. Yes? Hey, bro. Your party is over. You're done for the night. You're done partying. I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to get you a water bottle, okay? Drink this. So sorry about that.
Sorry. So you probably don't know this. Are there any like major arteries or veins in the feet?
Oh no, I'm a duke, so I don't know any of that stuff.
Okay.
My uncle is the king, and sometimes he lets me hunt a boar.
Oh shit! I have to pee.
Oh, a shit and a pee. We call them number threesy in the kingdom. I can sort you out.
No, I can't move.
Sorry, Duke. Are you ready to hunt me? Did you know that tomorrow's weather will be about 82 degrees?
Oh, you mean you hunt boring people?
I'm sorry. It looks like his trip has changed. He's coming way off of these drugs in like a very hard way.
Scene.
Okay. What is this riddle? He throws a ball and it only goes a few feet. 3 feet, you said?
A man throws a ball 3 feet. It stops and then returns to his hand without touching anything. How come?
Aaron, have
a yo-yo?
Yeah, I was just going to say, is ball yo-yo?
Is the ball attached to like a string or something like that?
No.
Oh, wait. Is it his testicles and they're just loose?
What?
Is it his Aaron, I can't explain this quickly enough.
You're going to need you to a doctor one day.
My headphones got unplugged. Is it what?
Don't worry about it. It's not worth it.
That's my favorite Nirvana concert.
I'll never
headphones
know.
Unplugged. Aaron, I know the answer. I will yield the floor as JPC works through it.
All right, it's a snowball, and he's throwing it in a snowstorm. So he throws it, and the storm whips it back into his hand.
No, but that's a good guess.
Thank you.
Is it that
I would like to see a scene.
Mm. Sure.
You two are two brothers on a snow day, and you're doing a snowball fight outside, and it's just about to take a turn.
All right, so we each have our forts. And,
yeah, we got my forts over here, your forts to the west.
Yep, uh-huh, and about 80 clicks to the west, and none of the neighbor kids are coming today, so it's brother e brother.
And just so we know, I had my weapons inspectors check out all of your snowballs just to make sure that there was nothing hidden in them. Okay. You are welcome to have your weapons inspectors come over to my kingdom and inspect my snowballs to make sure there's nothing hidden in those as well.
Well, I actually did have my weapon inspectors inspect your weapons, and they did find that you covered rocks with snow. So they have melted down your snowballs.
Okay, so... I was trying to use that to power a renewable energy source for my kingdom and my people. That was not intended to be a weapon, and I want your inspectors to know that. That was a rock snow hybrid that I was working on, and that was going to be clean, sustainable energy.
I'm so sorry. We are going to have to start a war. I will be invading your fort.
Okay, well, good luck, because all of my agents within your fort are going to turn your media against you, and they are going to poison your people in this unjust, immoral, illegal war that you're prosecuting on my fort.
Boys, dinner!
Same. It feels like that's a play that would be put on at a grade school to teach kids about what happened in, like, 92.
I think that that would be, like, a play. Like, that play is going on in a lot of people's, like, homeschools right now. And they're like, we got to get these kids back into fucking school. Got to get them out of the house. We got to get them back into school.
All right. Are you ready?
No, Adel has to give the answer to the riddle because I don't know it.
He's throwing the ball in the air. He's throwing it straight up.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Addle's the cereal champ of the day.
Well,
straight up,
well,
now throw the ball up in the air.
He throws it straight up.
Nice. Nice, Addle.
That's like me when I eat Peeps. Actually, I love Peeps. I lied.
Are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
Rearrange these letters. So you might need a pen and paper. You have 10 seconds.
Good.
Rearrange these letters to make one new word.
I probably just won't participate. If that's
ready?
It's all the
same. Here are all the letters you have. New,
sure.
New, door.
New, door?
Mm-hmm.
While I write this down and try and suss it out, GPC, I believe earlier after you texted me come, you texted me that you were getting into songwriting. Can you write me that new song you wrote called New, New Door?
New, door. Make me open or make me close, and those are the two functions of a door. Thank you.
Okay,
that
Aaron.
Was a new door. Mm-hmm.
I was able to spell Mountain Dew, but I think I added new letters.
Yeah, I think you did it well. That's pretty good.
Also, if I rearrange the letters in new and then rearrange the other letters in new, I can just make new door again, but it's with... with the news swapped.
I see a new door and I want it painted new.
It also sounds like we're saying nude door. Mm. Nude.
So it's the letters are new door, and we have to rearrange them to make one word?
Rearrange these letters to make one new word. New door.
If you just say it backwards, it's rude. When? That's something. That sounds like a Star Wars character that would happen in the fucking
show. Honestly, that's just another title for our show.
Are both news spelled the same way, or is one of them a K in EW?
Spelled the same way.
New door. New.
So we have the word wow. So let's count all the words we have that are for certain it.
We have the word one.
So we have Ned. Ned,
O-N-E,
wow.
Okay,
I think I have it. Ned, wow.
You have to use
new,
all
new
the
one
letters.
Word. New then, one word. One then. Word new.
One word.
One it, word. It win.
You're
one
so close. Win. You're so close. You had the right letters, or you had the right words, but it's out of order.
What? One
rearrange,
new word?
Yeah, one new word. Word. Rearrange these letters to make one new word.
Wow. New word.
Another day, another word for me. A thesaurus in my dictionary.
One more door for revolution. We will nip it in the new.
Master of the words.
Easy peasy.
I actually really like that one.
Yeah, that's a great one. Thank you. Let's keep
going. Do you guys know what, if you rearranged the letters in your name, do you have any things that it would spell? Have you ever done that game with yourself?
First and last name?
Yeah, first and last name. If you have anything in there that would rearrange.
If you keep asking us, you can buy us time.
So my question for you guys is, have you ever thought about the letters in your name? I only have 8 letters. I've got John Cohen. I got 2 O's in there and an H. It's like, there's not a lot that you can do with that.
I can spell the word knife.
You can spell knife? That's pretty cool. Yeah, the H in my name is kind of fucking useless. Maybe I would be better if I didn't have the H just for this this game.
Okay, we have Radialia, Afraid, Radial. What else we have here? I never heard of most of these words. Fard.
Ooh, Fard.
Aria.
Stark. Hell yeah.
Dial. Lard. A lot of unflattering words.
You can rearrange my name to spell eerie knife.
Whoa, that's your new nickname in bands.
IREKNIFE.
That's amazing. Eerie knife.
All right, so eerie knife. I think that wins it. That's great. You can't do shit with my name. You could actually rearrange my name to spell Joan Kahn, who sounds like a very important woman.
Wait, GBC, I'm working in your name right now, and it looks like I can spell a huge fucking nerd.
Damn.
That's weird.
Busted.
Where's the F? It works out. Yeah, the N isn't there too.
If you add in my middle name, you can get the word Hawk, and that's what I'm going to go by now. The Hawk.
The middle name Hawk.
Adler 5, the Hawk in the morning. That's how you'll tell us apart, is I'll talk like that. I'll talk like a morning zoo crew.
And I'll talk like that too.
And we'll all talk like that.
Yeah.
We'll all talk like we have emphysema.
Are we ready?
Yes.
What do you find in seconds, minutes, and centuries, but not in days, years, and decades? We might have had this one before.
The letter C?
Mm-mm.
Is it love?
Yeah. 525.
Oh, I was thinking, I'm 17 for the moment and on fire.
I found a reason.
What are the 3 words?
What do you find in seconds, minutes, and centuries? I just burped. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. But not in days, years, and decades.
Seconds, minutes, and centuries, but not in days, years, and decades.
The letter I? No.
Is it a letter? Is this a letter?
It's a letter.
It's a letter. Fuck me.
So S-E-C-O-N-D-S.
M. Second, minutes. It's not M.
It's got to be one of those.
Yeah, right? It has to be something that's in seconds, minutes, or centuries, right?
What were the last 3 words? Days.
Yeah.
Days, years, decades.
The letter N.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Good job, Adel.
Aaron, you seem
clever little in.
You seem so sleepy.
Good job. Good job, Battle.
Night, night, num, dum.
I'm going to drink 2 glasses of milk. Here we go. A man called his wife from the office to say he would be home around 8 o'clock. He got in 2 minutes past 8. His wife was extremely angry at his late arrival. Why?
Bad marriage.
Yeah, communication issues.
Yeah.
Was he like just covered in the fuck stench of another woman?
And that's your cologne, right? Fuck stench?
JPC's. Yeah, it's by a guy who smelled Armani.
JPC's fuck stench.
Ew.
Was it when he texted her, was he like in Australia? So it was like the next day or something?
Is this a time zone issue? Good on.
No. It's good on. It's something Holidines. Similar.
No gothics, no tomboys.
He came home. She's at home, right?
Yeah. 2 minutes past 8, he came home. She's fuming.
Okay. So something important was going to happen at 8.
No.
Something. Hold on. Okay. No. Jeopardy starts at 8. He missed the first 2 minutes of Jeopardy, which is when they go through the theme for the episode.
What is the wrong answer?
Yes. I'm trying to explain.
So he said he'd be home by 8. He shows up at 8:02, and his wife is furious. Why?
Aaron, can I ask, is he only 2 minutes late? Oh, so he's not only 2 minutes late. So he's more than 2 minutes late. Is he 12 hours and 2 minutes late?
Yes.
Oh, nice. AM, PM.
AM, PM. Yeah, I would be furious. What does the riddle say what he was doing?
No.
Because he's out all night. That is suspicious.
It'd be funny if he comes home with like a cast and like concussion, like he's in a car accident. That'd be funny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are going to be, you're at work, and or you were supposed to be at work. You told Adel that you would be at home at 8 o'clock. It is now 8:02, 10 years later. We'll see what happens.
Whew, wow, what a day.
Hello, is someone at the door?
Honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?
Oh my God, is that you? Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. What? Ooh, do I smell bacon?
What happened?
Oh, you know, just like stay late at the office. Actually, I'm going to have our son behind you sort of mime out what.
Oh, just stay on the porch. Sorry. Stay on the porch, Jackie. Hey Jackie.
Who is this?
Wait, and you're my child or you're my...
Yeah. I'm your child.
You're my child. Great. Sorry.
I'm both of your child. Am I?
And you're going to mime out why I'm late?
I'm not going to do shit for you, lady. You left me. Now I'm 20 years old. I'm still at home because pandemic and all the jobs, and I've been a lot of student loan debt.
All right, well.
And I'm also remarried. Which
what?
Is what I was going for earlier, and I misread the situation.
I'm Kevin. I'm the new husband.
That's the new husband.
Hi, Kevin. I think that you're going to feel really silly when you find out why I'm late.
I just to be clear, I was going to feel silly anyway because I'm making little silly face pancakes. We're doing breakfast for dinner. Honestly, I'm Kevin. I'm a new husband.
Kevin
I'm
seems
just
amazing.
To find the vibe.
You can't even hate him. You can't even hate him. Why were you late? Why were you late?
I was getting you a gift.
Okay, and?
I went to K Jewelers. There was a line. There was a long line.
Every kiss begins with K.
That's what I was hoping for.
Should have gone to Jared. Kevin went to Jared.
Oh, he went to Jared.
Yeah, see? Kevin went to Jared. I'm Jackie. Hold on.
Hold on.
Dinner. That's how I'm going to end every scene from. Okay, everybody shut up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, did you lock the chicken?
All right. Be serious, though. Stop. Oh, yes. Okay. Stop making jokes.
God,
I'm so tired
it.
Of your jokes.
Okay, you want to know how I got these scars?
What?
No, let's go ahead. You said be serious.
And
Harry, I'm your uncle or godfather or whatever.
I forget what his position is.
An art
Lock
expert
that down.
Went to a sale and bought a picture he knew to be worthless. Why?
It was a Banksy.
Oh, worthless is the name of the photographer and... Boy, are worthless.
His arm's tired. What?
I want to see a quick scene. I want to see the briefest of scenes. Adel, you are a famous photographer. Your name's Jack Worthless, and you are Aaron and I are at your gallery. This is a big opening event for your gallery.
Why don't you just come on in? This is J-Dub's gallery, also known as Jack Worthless. If you look over here, that's a blown up 36 by 36 of me with my thumb over the lens. Now, a lot of people say
Excuse me, my husband and I are very wealthy, very rich, and we buy art to indicate our status to our poor friend.
Yes.
What's your most expensive piece?
Please.
Okay, I don't mean to talk down to you, but what I've found being in the art community for a long time is anyone who says they're wealthy and then follows it up with and very rich is probably not worth as much as they think they are.
I don't want to tell you your business, but I'm a roller coaster tycoon, so I think I have a little bit of money.
He's a roller coaster tycoon. He sits on his computer and builds roller coasters.
You ever heard of The Beast? Son of the Beast? These are two roller coasters that I've heard of.
No, I just know
America. Have you ever been to Cedar Point or Great Flags, Six Flags America, or Six Flags New England,
Great
for
flags?
That matter?
Is Splash Mountain a thing still? Is that a roller coaster or a ride?
I haven't been to Cedar Point. I was in Cedar Sinai for a long time, but that's a different story. Listen, real wealthy people, they wear sweatpants and t-shirts like Adam Sandler. You have on two tuxes, sir, and ma'am, you're wearing a Vera Wang wedding dress. Clearly you're
good
posturing.
Good eye. Yes,
yes, we're also Australian.
Good eye.
Good eye.
Good eye, mate. Same. Good eye, mate.
What is the answer to this riddle?
Yeah, what's the answer to this riddle?
Was it just he liked the picture and he wasn't trying to invest?
No, the picture was worthless, but it was a fine frame that he intended to reuse.
Oh, the old Thomas Crown affair.
Next riddle. There's a couple more we'll do them really fast.
Okay.
So fast. A boxer left the ring after winning the world championship. His trainer took all the money and he never got a cent. Why not?
He owed the trainer for training him.
No.
It was Meghan Trainor, and she had the rights to the song.
All
and so,
about that. Boom, da, boom,
the boxer
boom, boom.
Left the ring after winning the world championship.
Oh, the boxer
His
was...
trainer took all the money. He never...
Oh, the boxer died.
No.
He got... What's that movie where he falls down and hits his neck on the chair?
That's called Million Dollar
Little
baby.
Mermaid.
Million Dollar Mermaid. So it's a Million Dollar Mermaid situation. Got punched in the neck, died, won, and the trainer got to keep
all
the money.
Well, to be fair,
you
Hillary
guys got
Swank.
This one. You got it. To be fair, Hillary Swank what?
Never got punched in the neck.
She, not on camera.
She hit her neck on the stool.
That's true. She hit her neck on the stool.
I'm going to tell you the answer. The boxer was a dog that had just won the championship at a dog show. I need to see such a quick scene. I'm sorry. I have to. JBC, you
yes.
are a dog at a dog show. You're favored to win. Adel, you are literally the underdog, and you're hoping to win the dog show.
There's no need to fear. I am here.
Jesus Christ, what are you?
Well, I'm a mix. I'm a terrier and a shih tzu. I'm a territs. Territs.
I'll be honest with you. Your bright colors, you're vibrant, you're just so much. There's no way that you're going to win this dog competition.
We'll see. What's your talent for the talent show, Porsche?
My talent? Mm-hmm. My talent is I'm completely inbred. My great-great-grandfather fucked my great-great-grandmother, and then they continued having their children fuck for thousands of years until me was born the perfect model of what it is to be a dog. I can't see straight. I will die in 1 year. My eyes are all crossed. My arms are legs. My legs are arms. I got horns of my teeth and teeth on my horns of J.P. Riddles. Somebody give me a big can of spaghetti.
Boys, dinner.
Mine's dancing.
All right, last one. A woman is reading a newspaper alone. She hears the phone ring in the room next to the one she's in. Although she knows the call is probably important, she does not bother to answer it. Why not?
It's in an adjoining hotel room.
She sucks as a human?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, is it a hotel room?
Actually, you know what? I cut off the answer to this. I'm going to have to look it up.
Aaron.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
You silly goose.
Adel, what do you think that we should cut out of the episode? Should we cut this part out or should we cut any other parts out?
I think we have to cut out. So every time that we shit on Carl, because if Carl is a real listener and he's 6 years old and we assume he listens to this episode, which he shouldn't be. But if he is, Carl, rate and review us. We should not cut out the whole Carl portion because, again, that was like 18 minutes. But we should replace Carl with a different word or a different name, and that will protect us. So what's a word or name that will still make that story super fun and that segment really, really enjoyable, but that won't offend?
Well, let's do what we did with our riddle earlier, and we'll take the letters of Carl and replace it with a new word.
I love this.
So Lark.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. We could do Lark. We could do Arkel.
Arkel.
Anybody Arkel. Got any cheese?
Anyone have any riddles? It's me.
I found it.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Aaron, shut up for a second. We found what's going to sustain the podcast for the next 100 episodes. Yep. We need a next door neighbor boy named Arkel, and he comes in and he asks for riddles. And we say no, and he tries to solve them, and we say get the fuck out, and he says, I'm wearing you down.
Did I solve that?
Hold on. This is just American Dad. We're just writing American Dad. Never mind.
That keeps happening.
But then when that character gets old, he invents this machine in his basement where he turns from Arkel into...
Young Sheldon.
All right. This is the answer.
What's the answer?
The woman lives in an apartment building. She hears the phone ringing in the adjacent apartment. She knows that her neighbor, who is a brain surgeon, is out.
Oh, and his name is Jason. She's an Italian woman, and she lives in an adjacent apartment.
Adel, anything to plug?
Oh, I have a few things to plug. Thank you so much for asking. I want to plug a few podcasts I guess it on. One is the Mega Podcast, M-E-G-A. That's by Greg Hess and Holly Laurent, two old friends of mine from Chicago who moved to L.A.
I love them.
They are so funny and
so funny.
Attractive and wonderful and kind. But they do a podcast that makes fun of like mega churches and religion. And I was recently on an episode. And it was one of the most enjoyable things I've done in a long time where I played a guy who was a repo man. I repossess souls from the devil. So please listen to Mega Podcast. Also, another one of my favorite podcasts I've guessed on, this is my second time, is The Restricted Section, which is a Harry Potter podcast. Please check that out. And the last thing I want to plug is for my dear, dear fiance, Gemma. She has been doing a ton of stuff on a thing called Smule. That's S-M-U-L-E. It's like a desktop or I think on your phone as well app. And what it is you record yourself singing, and then anyone in the world can join you and sing like a duet with you. So you just record your portion, you upload it to this app or site, Smule, and then people can join you. And it has been a goddamn delight to hear all these people from around the world join her in different duets. Her account is JemmyCat, J-E-M-M-Y-C-A-T 328. So if you go to smule.com/JemmyCat328, you can friend her or join her in a duet, and I would love to hear it.
You know, I'm going to be making a Smule account going on there, and every time she posts a song, I'm just going to post a duet to it that's just me going, ha-da-da, ha-da-da, ha-da-da-da-da-da.
Start washing my pubes. What was it? What was the thing?
I think that's it.
Send me to the pubes.
I would love to plug, you can follow me at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I'm streaming Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays now. I'm trying a new thing where I'm streaming some Friday nights. So if you're around in the Friday evening, and you want to hang out for the stream, check that out. Also, go listen to Bill Budd's pod. And that's all for me. Aaron, anything to plug?
Quick question. What's the last album you reviewed on Bill Budd's?
The last album that came out was
Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
My go-to karaoke song everywhere.
The Spirit Room, which is a really good album. I like that album a lot.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10, on Instagram. If you message me, please give me like 3 or 4 weeks to respond. I try to do them all at once because it's overwhelming to just be constantly keeping up with that. Because I notice that sometimes someone will send me a nice message, and if I don't respond in a couple of days, they'll delete it. And I promise I will get to it. Just give me a tiny bit of time, and then I promise I will get to it.
Do you ever think it's like time-sensitive stuff where they're like, Aaron, please, I'm on the roof of a building and there is a escape hatch. There's a code.
The terrorists have my daughter.
I know that you are good at solving puzzles. So what is a number that also, Aaron, and then they delete it?
Do you think that people send you messages when they're really drunk and then like wait a few days and be like, let's see what kind of stuff I did. And they're like, oh God, delete.
I want to piss on your feet. No answer, bitch.
Yeah, I think maybe they get they say something like nice or anything. No one said piss on my feet yet. Please don't, but soon. I promise I'll get to it. Just give me time. I promise.
I feel so bad for any woman on social media because that has to be 95% of the messages they get is piss on my feet.
I've gotten some of the weirdest shit. I'm sure
you guys
have gotten weird shit
too. Promising that we will get to it. Famously, a trip to this planet could take quite a long time. And Aaron, that planet would be
piss feet. Jeopardy. Jupiter?
Jeopardy.
Zatarans.
Quack, 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 forever. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, cool cats and droopy dogs. If you liked that episode, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We do some close quarters improv, which is improv in specific locations. You can listen to that by joining the Clue Crew or the Review Crew for $5 a month or $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.